I've been traveling a lot for the last 10 years.
Veel rondgereisd de laatste 10 jaar.
And the thing that I've noticed that's really changed is the number of people with guns that I see when I travel.
Was viel geändert hat, ist die Anzahl Leute, die man gesehen hat, mit Pistolen im Sack.
You see, the first time was in Heathrow Airport. Three guys with machine guns walking, you know. I thought, what is this, you know? I mean, in Canada, we're not a gun culture like America is. But then I started to notice that schools had guards with police with guns, you know, in the schools. And then on the TV. Yeah, in the schoolyards, you know. And then on television, in the movies, everybody's shooting all the time. I find it very depressing because we used to talk to each other.
Ja, das ist deprimierend, weil eigentlich sollten wir zusammen reden.
So now we shoot first.
Aber wir schießen zuerst.
And then talk.
Und dann reden wir nachher.
So I wrote this song just to let out my frustration with the situation.
Das Lied geschrieben für seine ganze Frustration loswerden auf dieser Tatsache.
This is called Men with Guns. I think it's important that I don't see too many women with guns. Well, I think we need more women politicians, actually. Except for Margaret Thatcher.
Saying,
own interpretation.
Yes, of course.
That is excellent.
Thank you. What really made me want to write that song was seeing the child soldiers in Africa and just seeing where it goes when we start giving children guns and having them fight, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
In Africa,
bravo.
Well, I have one more tune for you. This one is needs a little explaining. I live on a small island in British Columbia.
Beautiful.
And it's not too cold there in the winter. But it's very gray. Cloudy.
Neblig.
And it rains a lot.
Schifft die ganze Zeit. Nicht so wie hier.
So in the winter time, we get these storms.
Stürm.
And the power goes out.
Ja, Fuß geht aus, also Strom, also ich glaube nicht, dass es Elektrizität meint.
And after a couple of months of this weather, people start to get a little crazy, you know.
Wird sie langsam irritiert nach ein paar Monaten.
Fast verrückt.
Ja.
Ja.
So, we call that feeling cabin fever.
Ja, klar, also Kabinenfieber. Nein, das kann man nicht so sagen. Ja, Hüttenkalt. Oh ja, Alphüttenkalt.
So you want to go to the city and spend money, you know? Go to a movie or go shopping or something. But you can't. So this song is, it's in a guitar tuning that's sort of tuned like a banjo. And I can't think of a crazier instrument than the banjo.
Das verrückte Instrument, das Banjo.
I have a good banjo player.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is?
It's tuned like the violin.
It's a sus 4 tuning, a suspended fourth tuning.
Like the violin.
So, do you know what the difference is between a banjo and an onion?
Absolutely not. No.
Nobody cries when you cut up a banjo. So I want to thank you all for coming. This is a wonderful evening, and I especially want to thank Daniel and Lucia and the Masala family for coming. I've seen them in British Columbia, and it's just lovely to see everybody again. Thank you so much.
I say merci und wollte eigentlich schon aufhören, aber das können wir nicht.
And I'll be back in Europe in May. So if anyone knows of any gigs or festivals or concerts, talk to me, please.
In May wieder kommen, wenn ihr etwas wüsstet, der Link, sag ein Ding.
So I leave you with this tune, Cabin Fever. Thank you. My daughter was living in London for a short time.
My daughter lived in London.
And London can be a very lonely city if you don't know people. So she got a little depressed there, and I went over to see her. So I wrote this song for her. This is called Cosmic Ragtime Lullaby. And here's how it goes.
Thank you.
of a distant star. Some of us must work hard and some others not. All of us must learn to work with what we've got. So if all of your dreams seem to pass you by and nothing seems to work, no matter how you try, when fear and frustration make you want to cry, sing a cosmic ragtime lullaby. Call on me and I'll be standing by with a cosmic ragtime lullaby. Thank you. I will leave you with this one. This song is special to me because it was like magic writing this song. I was taking a class from a songwriter.
Yeah. I had that. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Get the word.
Yes, I think that's all. This is for him. It's all behalf. It's all. And I am a songwriter.
So he gave us. He gave us an assignment. He gave us an assignment, each of us in the class. And mine was to write a hymn to whatever I considered to be sacred.
Eine Aufgabe bekommen und jeder musste ein Lied schreiben, eine Art eine Hymne über etwas, das ihnen heilig ist.
Ah!
Wo ist das?
So.
It's a very hard assignment.
Es war eine sehr schwierige Aufgabe.
It was a 5-day workshop.
5 Tage lang hat er Zeit gehabt. Oder hat es gedauert, der ganze Workshop?
And
every time I tried to write something, it just sounded like garbage to me. And on the last day, I was sitting down and this song happened, and it happened in 10 minutes. I played it at the workshop that day, and there was a woman there who was assembling hymns for a Unitarian hymnal.
Unitarian
Church.
Yeah.
So she came up to me and she says, I want that song for my hymnal. So it's the only song I've ever written that was written, published, and performed in 2 hours.
But you gave her this song.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, she, it was fun. I didn't give her the rights to it. I gave her permission to print it.
Oh, okay.
And this is for all of you. This is called Fragments of Perfection.
Fragments?
Fragments, pieces of perfection. Of
perfection.
So,
perfect.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection. So the idea is here that we each have a little piece of something that's perfect.
Okay.
Jeder hat dieses Piece, ich sehe ihn an der Schriftstelle, wo perfekt ist.
Ja.
Nicht nur mal eins. Oh, mir auch nicht.
Ah, das
ist perfekt. Großartig.
Sense of direction and pass my time by looking for some fragments of perfection. perfection. And when I find the magic lamp, it draws me like a beacon. 'Tis then I find my own true tongue and language I can speak in.
Changing just for our family.
Can't amuse me very long. in the breeze. Let's leave our pain and our past in the dust by the road and disappear into the trees. Disappear into the trees. We talked about diseases and the sources of a song and the need to keep a peace apart for the times we are alone. You had one eye standing sentry and the other open wide. And I smiled into my coffee cup, 'cause I know eyes. In a world of exclusivity is a world full of scars. The rich reside in luxury while the poor folks sleep in cars. And if we should never meet again or our bodies cease to go, you're a person I am glad to know. In the breeze, let's leave our pain and our past in the dust by the road and disappear into the trees. Disappear into the trees. Just as strong as iron bars, and we ask a lot of questions before someone gets in ours. What we gave away at 20, we conserve at 45, but today I'm glad to be alive. Time to mix new colors, time with my face in the breeze. Let's leave our pain and our past in the dust by the road and disappear into the trees. Disappear into the trees. Disappear into the trees. Disappear into the trees.
Thank you very much.
Okay, enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Yeah, fine job.
I feel very lucky.